You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to hear how Charles Dickens' three ghosts, the one of the past, the present, and the future that scares Scrooge in that old tale, can help us creepily stay healthy, happy, and sane during the holidays. Woo! Spooky! Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. I am pumped that one of my favorite plant party products on the planet is sponsoring this episode. If you've spent but a few secs skimming my Instagram or binge watching my YouTube channel, which you should, by the way, if you haven't, but when you do, you'll see that Sun Warrior Plant Protein Powder is the Kanye to my West, the Bees to my knees, the Wilson to my Castaway, something I would not want to live without. When I'm looking for a way to make my smoothies actually fill me up so I don't need a follow-up snack a few minutes after finishing my smoothie, I blend in Sun Warrior because I don't want to get bloated, gassy, or feel crappy after consuming protein powder. I use Sun Warrior. Because I am not a fan of protein powders with weird, chalky textures and nasty flavors, I use Sun Warrior. See, it's no wonder I blend Sun Warrior protein powder into every smoothie I make and bake it into almost every baked good I bake. If you want some recipes for doing the same, head to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/partyinmyplants. Click subscribe and you'll get an epic, easy Sun Warrior plant protein recipe in your inbox every month. And if you want to get your mitts on Sun Warrior for 15% less than the rest of the world pays to get their mitts on it, just use the code PARTYINMYPLANTS at checkout on their site, sunwarrior.com. Again, in case you sneezed as I said that, I said you can use code PARTYINMYPLANTS at checkout on sunwarrior.com to save 15%, my friend. The end. Of the sponsorship thing. I mean, let's get into the meat of the episode, or not meat, the tofu of the episode. Okay, my friend, this is a rebroadcast of one of the very first podcast episodes I ever recorded back in the November of 2016. It also has the least downloads of any episode I've ever recorded, which is probably because I didn't originally title it very well. It was titled, How the Three Ghosts That Haunted Scrooge Can Help Your Health Not Be Screwed by the Holidays. I mean, I still think that's a baller title, but considering my own husband doesn't know about Scrooge and his three ghosts, maybe leading with that was no bueno. Don't worry, I'm changing that this year by getting us tickets to see A Christmas Carol on Broadway. Fun! As we're here now in December of 2019, smack dab in the middle of the holiday season, I still think this episode is a brilliant piece of work. Modest much, but really the principles and ghostly metaphors totally hold up. I stand by them all as strategies to ensure you're not totally Scrooged by the holidays. The biggest struggle around the holiday season is undoubtedly eating and everything that surrounds holiday eating. The pressure to eat too much, the struggle to not eat too much, guilt about eating something naughty, guilt about hurting other people's feelings when turning down something naughty, frustration when your favorite jammies don't fit, and of course, getting sick of all the holiday songs that go on repeat. Okay, that's not food related. But anyways, surviving holiday season might sound as frightening as surviving that time between your phone falls in the toilet and when you can see a genius at the Apple Store genius bar. But I'm about to break it down for you so you see that keeping up with your health game during the holidays ain't as scary as you might think. First and foremost, you gotta start talking to yourself. Not out loud like your crazy Uncle Frank, but in your head like your wise Grandpa Joe. This holiday season, your mind and your bod need to be BFF. 100% on the same page, like Rudolph and Santa or Mariah and those high notes. Your body can't be grabbing sugar cookies and gingerbread men left and right while your mind just goes along for the unhealthy sugar-filled ride and expect to feel and look your best come January. Okay, so do you remember A Christmas Carol, which isn't a carol like a song or doesn't refer to a person named Carol who's just a Christmas enthusiast? A Christmas Carol is a book written by Charles Dickens in 1843 that has since been made into over 28 film adaptations, no joke, and has been acted out in like every stage every single holiday season. Growing up, my mom and I had an awesome tradition that the two of us would go see A Christmas Carol at our local theater every holiday season. And I never bah humbugged about that because I loved it. Side note, I hope you know A Christmas Carol or this episode is not going to make a ton of sense to you. But I did just search on Netflix and it has at least 7 versions of it that you can watch, including one starring Jim Carrey, another starring the Muppets, and even another starring Barbie. Yes, the doll. So you've got real options, my friend. Feel free to pause this episode, go make some homemade healthy popcorn or some hot cocoa, all linked at partyinmyplants.com/6. Watch A Christmas Carol and come on back. Okay, so one of the reasons that I love A Christmas Carol is because of the ghosts. Yeah, I just enjoy horror films in general, but even as a youngling, I was able to feel the real depth and tenderness, as weird as that sounds, in the three ghosts that come to haunt grumpy old Scrooge and show him his past, present, and future, and in doing so, turn him into a kind, generous dude who buys an expensive giant tofurkey, I mean turkey, for a disabled kid. The ghost thing really stuck with me. I mean, this story is pretty much all about how looking at your past, your future, and your present can help you feel better, be better, and believe in Christmas. Well, today I want to explain how the ghost of your past, your present, and your future can help you feel better and be better this holiday season. No comment on believing in Christmas. Okay, so first let's talk about the ghost of your past. In A Christmas Carol, the ghost of Christmas past is the one that showed Scrooge how he got to being the miserable, Christmas-hating, bitter dude that he was. And the ghost of your past is going to show you everything you've done the past year to look and feel as great as you do right now. So look back on your life and your health journey. Think about all the burpees, the lunges, and the laps around that track. Remember all the times you forced yourself to go to that class when you really felt like sitting on your ass. Feel the sweat pouring off of you all those times you held plank just a little bit longer, trying so hard to tighten your core and squeeze your tush even more. Flashback to all the times you chose salad over fries, asked for a no cheese, please, or passed on desserts all so you could feel your absolute best. Remember how hard you have worked to feel and look exactly as you do right now in your hot holiday onesie. Now, is it really worth taking steps backwards for some food that'll taste good for 30 seconds? Or to eat something that'll help you fit in with your colleagues, not piss off your mom, or take a cool pic that'll make your friends drool of envy on Instagram? Maybe it is worth it, and that is up to you. But perhaps it's not. Perhaps you don't want to dishonor the ghost of your past that busted its butt to get you where you are now. Perhaps you don't want all that self-discipline that the ghost of your past practiced day after day after day to just go in vain. You owe it to yourself at least to think about it. Because the fine line between enjoying yourself at a holiday party versus putting yourself into a gingerbread food coma lies in your ability to think before you eat. That's all you gotta do. Before eating, just pause for a shorter time than it takes you to position yourself perfectly under the mistletoe and decide whether you really want this food or you're just about to eat it because, well, I don't know, you tell me why. Well, okay, I guess you tell yourself why. Reminding Scrooge of his past journey brought light to his present. It started to inspire him to make better choices, and it can do the same for you when you pause before eating rather than just willy-nilly festive food into your mouth hole. Okay, so next to fly in was the ghost of Christmas present. This one was the one that showed Scrooge that the boy whom he eventually buys that cage-free, well, hopefully, turkey for is really sick and is going to sadly die. It's who reminded him that his own family members think he sucks because, well, he's a Scrooge. It's who showed him the current consequences for his recent actions. Thinking about the ghost of your present can help you do the same. See the consequences for your recent actions. Remember this. Food makes you feel stuff. Good stuff. bad stuff, decorate the Christmas tree stuff, nap on the wrapping paper stuff. Food has an immediate impact on how you feel here in this exact moment. So before eating, you have to ask yourself, will this food match how I want to feel? You know that half of a whole pumpkin cheesecake ain't gonna make you feel great. And you know that an extra helping of Brussels instead of stuffing is gonna make you feel better than the other way around. Think about your ghost of Christmas present, aka yourself in this moment right now. Think about how you want your present self to feel, and then align your holiday actions with how you wanna feel. Simple as putting on a Santa hat. Asking yourself, does this food match how I want to feel before reaching for that third portion of stuffing, your 12th cup of eggnog, or that handful of Hanukkah gelt, unless you got a gimel, will prove time and time again to be tremendously helpful when making the wisest decisions for your body. If you really break it down, that additional few bites of stuffing would be, what, 30 seconds of palatable pleasure, but could leave you feeling yucky for hours. That said, abso-freaking-lutely take conscious bites of treats if you completely love them. Do it! It's the holidays! But when you do it consciously, you won't suffer from the guilt-induced stress after eating it, which can actually wreak havoc on your ability to digest it, making you feel even grosser. Also, when you indulge consciously, you will appreciate that food so much more. So you'll be so less likely to eat so much more, if that makes sense. Well, it does make sense, so trust me. Basically, just being present with your food decisions can help you make better ones, just like they helped Scrooge decide to make better choices too. And finally, there is the ghost of Christmas future, officially known as the ghost of Christmas yet to come. But that's a mouthful, so I just go with future. This is the ghost that shows Scrooge just how screwed the rest of his life will be if he keeps up with his Scroogey ways. And this is the ghost that'll help you not screw the rest of your day, week, or year just because of unhealthy holiday behavior. So just like food makes you feel stuff right now, food also has longer-term effects on you and your bod. So remember your big picture why, your long-term emotional reasons to eat well. You're celebrating the holidays, right? You want to look your best, right? You want to act your best, feel your best, unwrap your fastest, right? So do you really want to put crap in your body? Stuff that'll make your ugly Christmas sweater tighter? Your New Year's lingerie uncomfortable? Your time spent baking my famous pumpkin cookies that are linked on partyinmyplants.com/6 that much harder? Stuff that'll make you snooze on the couch through Home Alone, have a blood sugar crash during your kid's photo on Santa's lap, or make you so damn sluggish that you can't even spin a dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. When you give yourself consistent emotional reasons to eat for your health and then pull those reasons in moments of temptation, your big picture, your future can easily inspire you to push aside that pie. Also, with the help of the ghost of your future, you can be reminded that, well, there's probably another holiday party tomorrow. I mean, okay, if there is one holiday party a year, I would say, hell yeah, go buck wild, my friend. Eat everything, pumpkin, everything. But there's never one holiday party a year. Hell, there's not usually just one holiday party per holiday. So you must keep that in mind when making your holiday season food choices. Is it really wise to order the apple pie dessert on a random Tuesday night at Ruby Tuesdays just because it's on the menu? Is that gingerbread latte truly necessary just hours before your office holiday party? Do you really need pumpkin protein pancakes just days before the big pumpkin pie-a-thon? Well, yeah, actually you do if you're making my pumpkin protein pancake recipe, which is linked on partyinmyplants.com/6. But that's a different story. The other things you don't need just because Starbucks has made their cups festive or CVS is pushing their M&Ms in adorable Christmas colors. Remember that there's always another holiday celebration just around the corner, and try to budget your food indulgences instead of maxing out every holiday-themed treat that catches your eye. My festive friend, the end of this tale is this. If Scrooge can do it, you can too. And man, oh man, he seemed hopeless. The ghost of his Christmas future showed people rejoicing over his death. But you, you're already listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. You're already doing so well. You've completely got this. I've checked in with the ghost of your future, and he sees you feeling happy, proud, and fit come the end of holiday season. but only if you go apply the tips in this episode, which are linked at partyinmyplants.com/6. Thanks so much for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. I hope you're feeling so ready to take on this holiday season with gusto and with ghosts. Know what would be even cooler to me than someone floating around in a bedsheet? Someone sharing this episode with someone else who would love to hear it. Present Talia Ghost would really dig that. So would the ghost of my future. And my past one thanks you if you've previously shared a different episode with a pal. Okay, I think I've had too much spiked eggnog. Bye.